Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Personally, it's Wednesday, September 24th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
There just won't be enough time tomorrow morning to get any more signatures, just with the logistics of it.
Presidential nomination deadline looms and Jimmy Kimmel returns to air. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, nominations for the presidential election close at midday today. As it stands, Heather Humphreys, Jim Gavin and Catherine Connolly will be the only candidates on the ballot paper. All three have submitted their nomination paperwork to the Custom House ahead of today's deadline. As of late last night, Maria Steen had 17 signatures from Oireachtas members, just 3 short of a nomination. People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy says her campaign would add another element to the election.
You know, I've so far said Gaza, Palestine, neutrality, housing are the key issues in this debate. I think if Maria Steen stands, you will add an additional topic, no question, which is the question of abortion rights, women's right to choose, the question of gay rights and marriage equality will emerge as important issues.
Activists on board a flotilla carrying aid to Gaza say they were attacked overnight. In a statement, they say 13 explosions were heard on or around several boats, with widespread disruption to communications, while unidentified objects have been dropped by drones or aircraft onto at least 10 boats, causing damage. They say the extent of the damage will be fully assessed in daylight. 22 Irish citizens are among the more than 500 volunteers on board the flotilla. Donald Trump says Russia is a paper tiger and Ukraine can win back all the territory it's lost. It marks a big shift for the US president, who had previously called on Kyiv to make concessions. He posted on Truth Social last night after meeting his Ukrainian counterpart on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Volodymyr Zelensky says it's a game-changing moment.
This post of Trump, it's a big shift. It's a big shift. It's very positive.
What about economic penalties?
Ireland is pushing for new economic sanctions on Israel to be voted on by the EU. The measures are being discussed by European leaders attending the UN General Assembly in New York. From there, News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
As this UN summit enters its third day, and after yesterday, the US President Donald Trump said that those countries who have recognised the state of Palestine are rewarding Hamas for its terrorist actions, the focus again today moves to a two-state solution. The Taoiseach Simon Harris is pushing to secure an urgent vote of the European Union on suspending parts of the EU-Israel Association Agreement. Effectively, this would add import taxes to Israeli companies who are exporting into the European Union. He signed today a letter alongside the foreign ministers of Slovenia, Belgium, Spain and Luxembourg, calling for the suspension and sanctions to be urgently taken forward for decision. Later on, he will meet with the Global Alliance for the Implementation of a Two-State Solution. Taoiseach Micheál Martin also attending a number of events in the UN today before travelling later to Canada, where tomorrow he will meet with the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to discuss the relationship between the two countries and the importance of trade between Ireland and Canada in the wake of Donald Trump's tariffs. Sean Defoe in New York.
The Taoiseach has denied there are tensions in the government over budget welfare increases. Simon Harris has suggested increasing some payments at different rates instead of an across-the-board top-up. There have been suggestions job seekers' allowance won't increase by as much as other payments like the state pension. Simon Harris denied it's a bone of contention between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
I'm not looking to get into kind of a back and forth on what about this payment, what about that payment. But I'm not entirely convinced that across the board universal increases is how you best advance policy. You know, you try to look at different measures and at a time of full employment, when we have lots of supports available for people who cannot work, I think it certainly merits consideration because it allows us better target our resources.
Ireland needs to recycle an additional 400,000 tonnes of waste every year to reach our targets. That's according to the EPA, which says opportunities to reduce, reuse and recycle valuable materials are being missed. Its latest waste report shows the municipal recycling rate is 42%, significantly below the 55% target from the EU. Warren Phelan from the EPA says we need to step up our efforts significantly.
From 2010 to 2013, so that's over 13 years, we grew our recycling in tonnage terms by 300,000 tonnes, and now we have to gain 400,000 tonnes in 2 years. So, you know, we really are facing an uphill battle here.
The FAI will appear before an Oireachtas committee this afternoon after initially turning down its invitation. The association has been called forward by the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Sport to discuss safeguarding within Irish football. Officials originally said they wouldn't attend last week before making a U-turn on Monday. Former women's manager Eileen Gleeson, who is suing the association, was due to appear but has not been included in the updated guest list. Committee member Padraig O'Sullivan says the FAI shouldn't be dictating the terms.
And Oireachtas Committee has requested witnesses to come in. They've requested that the FAI come in and to discuss issues pertinent to the FAI and good governance and safeguarding. And I suppose it's not up to the FAI to dictate the remit of the meeting, nor the witnesses that attend. And I suppose that was a consistent view right across the Sports and Arts Committee.
After nearly a week-long suspension, Jimmy Kimmel Live has returned to US TV screens. The late-night chat show was taken off air following comments made about the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The decision by US network ABC to pull the show has led to criticism over government censorship. These people were in the audience.
It's been creating waves because what does this mean for journalism? What does this mean for content creation?
We're here to support Jimmy Kimmel and, you know, freedom of speech as an American.
Sport now, and in Gaelic Games, All-Ireland champions Tipperary have 13 nominations for the 2025 PWC Hurling All-Stars. Captain Ronan Marr is in the 45-player shortlist, while included in Cork's 11 nominees is Patrick Horgan, who announced his intercounty retirement yesterday. Tips John McGrath and Jake Morris join Brian Hayes of Cork as the nominees for the Hurler of the Year award. This year's All-Stars will be presented at a gala in the RDS in Dublin on Friday, November the 7th. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.